Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We are having quite a time with Francis Luke Accord, and we're going to take a brief break, though, to hear from a, we always like to have a local and regional person, and here's somebody right from Marshall County, right here in Argus, Indiana. Is that correct? Cynthia Boehner. Let's give her a nice hand. Cynthia is quite well known in our area for her marvelous harp music, and you have been playing music for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, I started. I grew up in Virginia on the East Coast, and I started when I was about six. I would watch my mother play piano, and I loved the way her hands looked moving across the keyboard, and I wanted to do that. And so I begged her, please let me have. So I had to teach myself for a year because she didn't think I was serious. I've been playing piano and organ and flute for quite a while. I picked up the harp about 2 years ago.
Wow, that's remarkable that you've picked that up so quickly. Have you ever given lessons?
I've given piano lessons and guitar lessons, but I'm a hack on the guitar, so no. But I don't do that anymore because of other things going on in my life right now.
Right, and you do some composing?
Yeah, I have done some composing. I really like arranging music. So I love taking traditional tunes and making them kind of my own. And sure. I love doing that. And
That's great. Well, could you share a tune with us right now?
Yeah, I'll play a traditional tune for you that I arranged.
And what is the name of this?
It's called Down by the Sally Gardens. Some people might know it by Maids of Mourn. That's another. Traditional tunes often go by more than one name because of the words associated. But when I arranged it to the words of Down by the Sally Gardens, and it's a lament. It's a man who has come to the later part of his life, and he's regretting some of the choices that he's made, especially in love.
Okay.
It doesn't sound too terribly sad, though.
Well, we look forward to hearing it.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon.
Don't matter to me how smart you are, maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw, all you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon, shoot the moon.
And now here's the host of Shoot the Moon, the man with all the answers, because without them, reality might actually set in, George Schricker.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. I don't know if it's because I write it or because... but I'm still learning to write, you know, for radio, and I'm revising all the time. Sometimes up to the moment, but these were fun to do. And I don't know where Francis, Luke, Accord are, but if I could have them up on stage, because we always like to have their commentary during this, and it's very important. Now, we have a couple contestants, but before we call them up, or no, I should call them up right now, Bonnie Suter. And Jeff Adams. Jeff Adams. Okay, and Bonnie, you are from Bremen, is that
yes.
correct? Yes. And it says here that you love, well, it's your hobbies. I don't know if you love them, but you're doing them, reading and gardening.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And what kind of things do you garden? I mean, vegetables or?
Tomatoes and pumpkins, and it's all geared around my grandchildren. I love making or growing pumpkins for them for Halloween.
Oh, what a beautiful thing.
And then we carve them together.
I have a song about a pumpkin. Maybe you'd like to hear it sometime, but not right now.
Okay.
And we have Jeff Adams here, too. And Jeff, you are from, where is that?
That is Seldovia, Alaska.
Alaska?
I'm originally from Culver, but I'm visiting my family. So.
Oh, wow, great. And it's probably not as cold in Alaska as it is here.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here, and thank you so much for coming to play Shoot the Moon. But we have some rules that we have to attend to, because we don't get this in. I don't know. What happens? Do we some legal action or something? I'm not sure. So what are those rules?
Well, George, prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to the survey questions. Are you a human being? And with that answered correctly, are you ready and willing and able to use that human body to play Shoot the Moon? From a collection of audience members wise enough to say yes instead of actually mooning us, two contestants are selected at random to play Shoot the Moon. So now let's play Shoot the Moon.
All right, Bonnie, we have four categories here, and why don't we have you read them?
Well, first, is there a prize?
Okay, I'll read them. There's a reprise.
Okay, here's the four categories. Big Daddy reprise, Which Way to State Street, Condote, is that how you pronounce it?
Condote.
And Long Distance Information.
Very well done. Let's give her a nice hand. Okay, and which one of those categories would you like?
Which Way to State Street.
And that's actually pronounced, Which Way to State Street. Okay. All right. Recorded and produced in their home in Chicago during the brutal winter of 2014, Francis Luke Accord labored on a piece called Queen for Me. And it's a meditation on the very present yet intangible forces. This is their language. That escape us, control us, demand of us, and lift us up. Okay? That was a tough winter. Okay? Indeed, it will be remembered to have lots of snow, 67.4 inches of snow, making it the third highest snowfall in Chicago ever recorded. It was the third coldest winter in history. The average temperature was 18.8 degrees. And there were 26 days where the low temperature was zero or below, breaking a record set over No, I'm going to give you choices. A.
I lived in Chicago during the blizzard, so.
Was it over 2,000 years ago? Was it over 175 years ago? Or was it over 50 years ago?
I mean, I don't think they were taking records, 2,000 years ago. So,
is that an assist?
I'm just gonna. You wanted commentary. That's my commentary.
It's Gee, not
biblical. I thought you were an art major, not a meteorologist.
I have many skills, George.
50 years ago.
50 is correct. All right. Okay. Jeff Adams, can you choose a category for me?
I'm going to have to go long distance information.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Silver and gold is a tribute, say Francis Luke Accord, to a long distance relationship in the interest of preserving this fine group. And I dare say we all want Brian and Nick to keep composing. We have noted there are some definite things you can do to help make a long-distance relationship work out. And these came straight off the internet, so we know they're true.
That's definitely legit. Yeah.
But which one of these is probably not one of them? Okay. Is it A, give each other pet names?
Well, are there more options, right?
Wait, I thought maybe I'd hear if you had pet names for each
other. Well, no commentary. Let's move on.
C, give a personal object.
Wait a minute. Oh,
we skipped B. B. B, give a personal object for the other person to hold on to, say, like a stuffed bear or a picture or something.
Or a guitar. Usually it's a guitar.
Usually a guitar.
That's good. Or C, reassure each other about excessive weight gain issues.
I'm going to have to go with C on that.
Brian has.
That's correct!
He's giving me a hard time.
Boy, we've got two sharp people on the stage tonight.
Making me very self-conscious over here.
Yeah. All right. Now, Bonnie, we have two categories left.
Big Daddy Reprise.
That's it. Big Daddy Reprise. Okay. All right. Now, this is something that you probably don't know much about. But I thought, since you were from South Bend, you might know about it. Okay?
Also, can we keep this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Tom Big Daddy Donahue was an American rock and roll radio disc jockey, record producer, and concert promoter who was born in South Bend, Indiana. He and Bobby Mitchell produced records by Bobby Freeman and the Mojo Men in San Francisco. One of his biggest discoveries was a famous act which he promoted and then sold to Warner Brothers. The act was called which of the following names? Was it A, the Hot Biscuits? B, Pants, Pants, Pants? Or C, the Bo Brummels?
C.
Is correct. Okay. What's our score, Hannah? Down to the wire here.
Yeah, Bonnie has two and Jeff has one, but to be fair, Bonnie has gotten two chances to answer questions.
That is correct. Do not sell me short.
Oh, okay. Do you think I should give you a chance?
Possibly.
Okay. All right. So,
Ken Doty.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice job.
You bet.
Condote.
Is Luganda for... And I Dream, the whole chorus in the song by Francis Lucas-Cord translates, "And I dream of being one together, for we are one blood." Another song on the album, Waswa and Kato, refers to twin boys that they got to know in the village, right?
It's but true. Also all twin boys, actually.
Yes.
Sorry, am I giving this away?
Got some misfire on the commentary here.
Well, Jeff.
Tie ball game.
Not yet.
Okay, this is going to be really tough.
All right, all right.
In the southwest region of the country, it is a tradition that all twin boys are A, given a drum with their names on it, B, named after their nearest relatives, or C, all twin boys are named Waswa and Kato.
I'm going to have to go with C.
Boy, that's just, that's amazing. How you,
you must be a very well-traveled man.
Call the community schools.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know they'll appreciate that advertisement. Well, you know, I wonder what the score is now.
Well, all tied up, George, 2-2.
Well, then who has won exactly?
They both win.
Yeah, they both win? How is that possible? Explain that to me.
Well, they both win and they both get prizes. Actually, what? Yeah, actually everyone who plays on Shoot the Moon gets a prize. they've each won a sticker.
A sticker.
A big Wild Rose Moon sticker suitable for applying to their instrument cases, suitcases, electric scooters, skis, or snowboard.
Refrigerators.
Toaster anywhere
ovens.
You want to put a
no,
sticker.
No, don't put it on your toaster oven.
You could.
It'll get that strange color over time. Yeah.
Thanks for playing Shoot the Moon, guys.
Don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Well, up next, we'll have Francis Lucas-Cord and a special new moment we're integrating into the program that highlights one of our special people here at the Moon.
With support from the Judith Roberts and Tom Kapuscinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.